Arizona has long been a destination for Canadians, often during the winter. But more and more Canadian companies are opening U.S. operations here. St. Clair Technologies is one of them. The Ontario-based firm manufactures wire harnesses and has been in operation for 65 years. For the past three, the company's executive staff has been based in Chandler. Charlie Hess is the firm's president. And Charlie, why move to Arizona?
Well, I think Chandler is a really happening area, and my company has been a long-term provider of electrical systems to the automotive industry, but we located here primarily because a lot of us from Canada wanted to live in this area, as well as the fact that we see a great opportunity to service the aviation and aerospace groups housed here and to our south in Tucson and surrounding areas.
Was it really just a matter of quality of life and the weather here? And were there other places that you were considering going in the States besides Arizona?
Well, I tell you, we picked this location because we wanted the transportation hub out of Sky Harbor. And I have a sales force that is often on the road, so am I. And when I chose to relocate here with my family, we wanted to be within approximately a 1/2 an hour drive to the airport because we are servicing Mexico from that location, as well as direct flights back to Toronto, Vancouver, all the major Canadian cities, and of course throughout the USA where our customers are located.
But there are other American cities, even other southern or southwestern cities that have major metropolitan airports that could probably get you to Mexico and back up to Canada fairly easily. Was there something else about Arizona or even the Valley specifically that led you to say, yes, this is where we want to be?
Well, it's an innovative area, that's for sure. And although I can't speak with a great deal of authority on all of the amenities in the greater Phoenix region, this is the closest location to where our current manufacturing site is in the city of Guaymas, Sonora, Mexico. So Texas and California, or even Florida, I mean, that none of those areas, New Mexico, really made a lot of sense for us. It was really just a question of distance and direction to the plant, but our plant existed long before we chose to come here. I liked it because we actually got into this office at a time when it was very attractive from a commercial real estate standpoint. And again, it's the proximity to a very large group of customers that we want to work with. So we are seeking their business in the aviation marketplace.
Charlie Hess is president and part owner of St. Clair Technologies, an Ontario-based firm with an office in Chandler. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
A report done by the Maricopa Association of Governments found more Canadian businesses in Arizona than those from any other foreign country. For more on this, I'm joined by Glenn Williamson. He's CEO of the Canada-Arizona Business Council. And Glenn, how common is it for Canadian firms to outsource in Arizona?
So Canada has had a long-time love affair with the state of Arizona, but it took the recession to really change the game plan. It was always tracking and going upwards. But when the recession hit, many of those tourists, which are now close to 1 million a year, transferred into home ownership. And many of those were decision makers and CEOs. And we're starting to watch many of them say, I'm interested in having my U.S. operations close to me. So Arizona, because it's a great tax state, obviously when you look out the window of your studio, you can see beautiful blue sunshine. This captures a lot of Canadians when it's -9 and snowing.
So are you finding that these are new American operations? Are they operations that had been elsewhere in the States that are moving now to Arizona?
It's a combination of both. The very beginning was new operations. And the second set of operations was when we started to see companies that were questioning why they were living in snow and had U.S. operations in snow. So as fundamental and as silly as it sounds, without all the economic development perks that go along with trying to move companies here, Canadians were not really interested in that. They were truly interested in the quality of life.
What kinds of companies are we talking about here?
Started off with aerospace. It's got a lot of mining history, a lot of agricultural history. Now we're seeing life science. We're seeing advanced technologies. We're seeing enormous amounts of electronics type companies coming in. We're seeing utilities like the company that I'm chairman of, EPCOR USA. We're a very, very big company out of Canada, and we've spent close to $1 billion down here in the last 3 years.
What kinds of operations are these companies opening up here? I mean, are these offices? Are they factories? Is it a little bit of both? Is it something else?
It's a combination of everything. We're watching manufacturing companies that want to be closer to California, closer to Texas, and proximity to Mexico. We're seeing food services companies like Leclerc out of Quebec come down here to service very large clients. And instead of setting up in California for a whole host of reasons, mostly regulatory and taxes, they've opted to come into this neck of the woods. So California for Canadian companies has become expensive and cumbersome. And we're getting a little bit of that rebound coming into this neck of the woods.
Is there a sense of what kind of impact this move has had on Canada's economy and Arizona's economy?
Very little on Canada's economy. Remember that Canada exports 80% of everything it makes to the United States. It's the largest supplier of every form of energy to the U.S. So the relationship is so symbiotic. What we're seeing is a shift of industries that were previously going to other states. And now all of a sudden they're falling into Arizona. And that's new. So instead of New York getting something or New Jersey getting a manufacturing plant, they're coming here.
But to be clear, we're not talking about Canadian firms just totally up and moving to Arizona.
No.
These are sort of outposts of those
Correct.
Firms that will maintain their presence in Canada.
Correct. Every Canadian company worth its salt that sells or manufactures anything has a U.S. operation. It's just the way it is. So now what we're seeing is the new companies that are coming online are going, maybe we want to go to Arizona first. The older companies that have predisposition of locations in other parts of the U.S. are now saying, maybe I want to shift my groups around a little bit and have more people in the Arizona market. And that's something that's making this big move.
Do you foresee this continuing? I mean, do you think Arizona will continue to be as popular with Canadian firms as it is now?
I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think we are going to see, if we have 350 companies here, I'll be shocked within 5 years if that's not close to 500 or 700 companies.
Glenn Williamson is the CEO of the Canada-Arizona Business Council. Glenn, thank you.
You're very, very welcome, Mark.